Top 5 Face-Off contains adult themes and language that some people may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
He's Matt Hurst.
He's Matt Squirrel.
And this is Top 5 Face-Off, the official world ranking of everything. What are we ranking today, Hurst?
Today, we are ranking the top 5 Spice Girls songs.
Coming right up after this.
There's more than 5, call Squirrel and Hurst. It's the top 5 face-off. The actual fact. It's the top 5 face-off. The facts are exact. Top 5 face-off. Top 5 face-off. Official world ranking. What's next? You decide.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or good night, rankers. Welcome back to the show, or if it's your first time listening, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi.
Squirrel, for any of our new listeners, or rankers, as we like to call them, could you tell them a little bit about what we're doing and why we're doing it?
Oh, well, yeah, Top 5 Face-Off exists to become a valuable information source for the ages. What we do is we take a random subject each week, which is chosen by our Patreons, and we rank the top 5 of those things. This week, of course, it's Spice Girls songs. We're going to pick a worst as well, but that's not on the official ranking. And then you, the ranker, can visit our website, top5faceoff.co.uk, and vote for which of us was correct. It will be one of us. One of us is always correct, but you get to choose which one.
We don't get straight on with anything because we're British, so Squirrel, what's the weather been like?
Yes, let's beat around the bush a bit. Lovely day today, Hurst. And I believe it's going to be lovely all week. This is going to be like an exceptional week, right? It's getting up to 21 degrees C here, so looking forward to some serious barbecue time.
Same at this end. Lovely sunny day. Sun's out. Blooms are out. Each day as I drive past the same blossom trees and magnolias, I'm seeing more and more blossoms and little flowers coming out. You can really notice the difference each day, so that's pleasing me. I've actually now relocated my lemon tree from inside to outside, so no late frosts, please. It's going to be a water every day job rather than a water once a week and just keep it moist because it's going to drink, it's going to get big. Awesome. So, yeah, all good news on the weather.
Yes.
What's been going on, Squirrel?
I'll tell you what's been going on, Hurst. I'll tell you what's been going on. I got a text message last week, I think, that was just so indescribably and utterly wrong that I feel I just have to mention it. I've not come very prepared for this. Let me just find the text message.
A few moments later.
Okay, Hurst, so the message says, I've realised that I hate Mel C's voice. Who sent me that message, Hurst?
That would be me.
So indescribably wrong.
In my defence,
yes,
I only sent it because I hate Mel C's voice.
Mel C is clearly the only Spice Girl that can actually sing well. And the fact that you don't like her voice must have made this week excruciating for you. The book, the biography, Girl Power by, Simon Fuller. Like, it doesn't straight up say that she was the ugly, talented one. But it's pretty clear that they were chosen for a reason, and Mel C was chosen because she could sing. In all of the songs, if you hear someone singing and the other four are doing harmonies, it's fucking Mel C warbling away.
Yeah, it is or it's not, because I think that actually they, apart from maybe Victoria, they do split the vocals out quite a lot, and that's what I liked about the Spice Girls compared to the likes of Gary Barlow and his dancing boys. It was a much more of a band. And they all got a go.
Well, that's true. And you had Ronan Keating and his friends. Yes. Yeah. Hurst and I are now goddamn Spice Girls experts, which is something I didn't ever think I would be. But good Lord, have I listened to a lot of spicy songs.
Yeah, it's been a weird old week, which actually leads us nicely into what's going on, what's been happening. Because for me, I went to see a band that I'm one of my absolute favourites. They're not a very well-known band. They're called Blacktop Mojo. And I can best describe them as Texas grunge. As a 90s boy myself, all my favourite bands. Bands the likes of Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, Stone Temple Pilots, that sort of thing. He's got that level of vocal. I would put him up with Chris Cornell and his ability to sing, and he's just, but they're all fantastic musicians. Even the bassist, who, as a bassist myself, I can say this, is typically the guy who's got the least skills and stands at the back just thumping out bass, unless you're Flea or someone like that.
Or the drummer.
Really?
Drummers are just roadies with rhythm.
Anyway, it's easy. It's harder than playing bass. Anyway, so, but their bassist, at some point in the middle, popped his bass down, picked up a 12-string acoustic and did a little number with the singer, Matt, which was fantastic. And then on their last song, it was a blues number, and all of the guitarists, so they had the leads, well, the main lead and then the main rhythm, and the bassist all got their guitars out and just started wailing over this blues song whilst the singer played the bass in the background just to keep it going. It's like, these guys are musicians, outstanding. And that was then followed by a week of listening to the Spice Girls, so quite the come down. Had a crushing reality check the following week as I listened to some generic women pop drivel from the 90s.
Yes, we'll come on to talking a little bit more about the Spice Girls after we finish our intro section. You know, it's been gripping my shit, and it's been gripping my shit for a while, but I was reminded of it because I had to use one. Paper goddamn straws. Paper goddamn straws. I hate paper straws. They're shit.
All right, Donald Trump.
Well, now, hang on. Does he hate paper straws? I don't know.
Yeah, he's banned them as an executive order.
Oh, fucking hell. He's actually done something sensible. Well, good on him for that one.
Well, he said the sharks can chomp their way through, they'll be fine, because obviously there's nothing except sharks in the sea.
It makes no difference. We push a paper straw through a plastic lid still. Huh? 12% of total waste comes from households. The rest comes from mostly construction and 23% from commercial industrial. What we do as a household, what we use as a straw, makes no difference whatsoever. And it makes me very cross that somehow the governments and industries have pushed the problem onto individuals when it absolutely isn't anything to do with us. And it makes me angry. There you are.
Wow. Fair play. Would you like to know what's been gripping my shit, or are you still too angry to talk? But, I mean, just as inane and innocuously, what's been gripping my shit is commentators and pundits on the television. Laser focused on the big issues here.
Yep. I mean, you do you.
My problem with them is twofold, really. There are two things that they say that annoys me more than any other. The first is when they start a sentence with the word listen, as if I wasn't listening already, or as if what they have to say is so important that I must stop everything else I'm doing to listen to them. Listen, the lad's played really well. He's been unlucky. Don't tell me to listen. You can fuck off. And then, yeah, the other one is when they finish a sentence with, by the way. And he's only been on the team for 10 minutes, by the way. What do you mean, by the way? You've already told me the information. You know, it's like saying, excuse me, after you've interrupted someone. I need to go to the toilet. Excuse me?
Wait, no, that makes perfect sense.
Well, that does kind of make sense, doesn't it?
Because they're excusing themselves from the table.
I better find a better example of that. But you would say, excuse me, I need to go. You wouldn't just butt into a conversation and then say, excuse me at the end.
Excuse me, but I was here first. Rather than, I was here first, excuse me.
Exactly. By the way, is an explainer that you're going to add some information now.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be used at the end. I mean, it's a rubbish thing anyway, but at the end of a sentence, especially. But yeah, I mean, that annoys me. Anyway, stop it, everyone. Don't tell me to listen.
Listen, Hurst. I hate paper straws, by the way. Why are you old, Hurst? I'm not old. I'm young and sprightly again this week. Are you?
I am old. I managed to put my back out and put myself out of commission for 3 days whilst putting a gravy boat in a cupboard. And I just bent over to put down our medium-sized gravy boat, because obviously we've got a few, for depending on guests and stuff, you've got to have...
Stop. Immediate stop. Are you Monica from Friends? You have how many in total?
Guest. Fancy guest.
Day to day.
No, we have two gravy boats, a big one and a little one. A big one when we've got family over, little one when it's two of us.
All right, acceptable. Carry on.
I was put in the cupboard and my back went and that was it. I couldn't move for the best part of 3 days.
Because I had an idea, Hurst. We're always saying toward the end of the show that you should share it with a friend. Now, Ranker, if you can do that, if you can put a post on your Instagram or your Blue Sky or, I guess, Twitter, saying, listen to this podcast and copy us in so we see it, you could be in with a chance of winning 3 months access to our top-tier Patreon level.
Ooh. But that's £5 a month. Are we willing to give away that?
Can we afford that shit? Yes. But no, but yes. Oh, look, yes.
That's because we're Father Christmas.
That's right. So, share our shit, tag us in, and you could win 3 months free, super awesome Patreon, which at the moment doesn't get you a lot. But don't worry, it's not important. There will be stuff. There's lots of stuff for our Patreon. Mini episodes and extra outtakes.
And we're not going to automatically trap you into paying if you don't cancel or anything, are we?
No, I believe it just cancels at the end.
Good.
Yeah, you are rankers. We're not trying to catch you out. We're good people. Tell your friends about us. For our younger rankers, of which we know there are many of you from our energy drink crossover, you may be wondering why the Spice Girls get a whole episode to themselves. And the answer is because in the late 90s, they were just a straight-up phenomenon. They were the best-selling girl group that had ever existed. All but one of their singles got to number one. They had the Christmas number one for 3 years straight, which is something that only the Beatles had managed before that. And they released a shit film that made over £150 million at the box office. They earned the most money of anyone in the music industry in the 90s, even though they didn't release anything until 1996. It's really hard to overstate just how famous they were all over the planet. And now you get to find out what their best songs are. You excited?
Me or them? I'm sure the rankers are.
Well, I've got no one else that can talk, so it must be you.
Yeah. No, not massively. I struggled with this one.
I just reeled off why they're so awesome, and fucking Eeyore steps in here. they're all shit.
Okay. All right, let's try again then.
No, they're staying in.
So excited.
No bollocks. The Spice Girls, and everyone's going to hate you and vote for me. Speaking of which, Hurst, shall we find out which of us was correct with our 1999 movies?
Let's do that.
I'm looking at the results. Let me give it a quick refresh. Hurst, you know how it was close last week?
Yes.
Well, it's closer this week.
No.
And considering there was only one vote in it last week, what must that mean?
That means it must be a draw.
It is exactly a draw, Hurst. We both got 16 votes. A couple of the comments, Hurst, one who voted for me said, didn't give a name, but just said, it's the season of the Blair Witch, so I guess they were horror fans. And regular listener and voter Trooper has said, there's a good reason why I voted for Hurst, but I can't talk about it.
Nice work, Trooper.
Now, in the case of a draw, Hurst, and weirdly, we discussed this, not because this had happened, we'd already discussed what we'd do earlier this week if there was a draw. What is the answer, Hurst?
AI decides.
I am going to ask ChatGPT, which I've already done because we did it as an example. So that means...
Are you hoping for a different answer?
Well, I asked him three different fucking ways and it still gave me the same answer. So, yes, Hurst, your list is number one.
Back to back.
Whoop, whoop. ChatGPT says, list one is a better top five of 1999 in terms of cultural and critical significance. And list one was your list, Hurst. What are the top five movies of 1999?
At number five, Being John Malkovich. At number four, American Pie. At number three, Toy Story 2. At number two, Fight Club. And at number one, of course, The Matrix.
Brilliant films all. I think all of our films were brilliant films.
Yeah, it was a great year. It was a great
year. Good list, good year. Who's ranking first? How do we choose that, Hurst?
Flip the coin of destiny.
Excellent. And how do we know what the results tell us?
Well, heads for Hurst, squirrels have tails.
It's tails, squirrels have tails. So, number five for me was their single, Stop. It got to number two in 1998 and is actually the only single they released during their original run that didn't get to number one. It's a song about being in a relationship with someone you know isn't going anywhere, but you're just sticking it out because of a sense of familiarity. You just walk in, I make you smile. It's cool, but you don't even know me. It's also a song about not wanting to get into a relationship in the first place, and it's kind of trying to be both because of the way it's written, and also due to the way it's written. And I found this with a lot of Spice Girls songs. It's as if this one person they're singing about is in a relationship with all five of them at once, which is a bit confusing, but, you know, it's just something you put up with Spice Girls, or maybe any group song. I've never listened to boy or girl bands with quite the level of intensity that I've listened to the Spice Girls recently. However, it it's a fun and it's a jolly song. And I would like to immediately introduce something I'm going to do for every song, which is called Posh Watch, because they didn't really let Victoria Adams sing very often because, frankly, she wasn't very good. So Posh Watch, let's see how many things she says in this song. She gets two lines in the first verse, but she sings them just fine. That's it. Good job, Posh.
All right.
Number five, Stop, from the album Spice World.
Ah, well played. I mean, I love Posh Watch. I feel like you've maybe investigated this further. I did a lot of listening to the music.
Mate, I read an entire book.
Okay, fair enough. I didn't read an entire book, but I did listen to three Spice Girls albums and then make a shortlist, which was relatively easy. If I could get to the end of the song, it made the shortlist.
I can't wait. Come on, give me your number five.
All right, my number five is Who Do You Think You Are? Which was another one of their hits. I found that actually most of the things I put in were from their hits because what I liked about them was a bit of nostalgia. If it got me in the feels a little bit, I was like, oh, it just makes me think of the time, obviously, which was our coming of age sort of time.
Yes.
And frankly, it's the original Really Wild Show ripoff, way before Bruno Mars did it. The Spice Girls were out there dancing to the Really Wild Show. And it's a good dance-along song if you were at a cheesy 90s disco and that came on, you'd want to dance to it. So for me, number five, Who Do You Think You Are?
Interesting that you say that about the nostalgic hits, because I was the same. I listened to the entire Spice Girls catalogue, which is only 31 songs. We weren't including remixes or live performances. This is just their studio albums we're ranking here. I was determined to find something that wasn't on their best of album, right? I was like, there must be a gem hidden away in one of these albums somewhere. Number four isn't it. Number four is Move Over, which was on their Best Of album. It's the one with the electric guitars and the one that says Generation Next over and over again a lot. It was kind of sort of a chant from the Spicy Girls suggesting a move to a new youthful era of energy, or girl power, as we've talked about already. And then either Pepsi picked it up as the tagline for their drink for a while, or they, you know, produced this with the Spice Girls, I'm not sure. But Generation Next, they tried to make it happen and never really happened.
Gretchen, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
This song is quite different from the other Spicer songs, and that's kind of where I liked it. It's more aggressive. It's got crang, crang electric guitars over the chorus, and that's where I put it at number four. Number four, Move Over. A Posh Watch for Move Over. Her doesn't get much solo time in this song. As far as I can tell, she only actually gets to say two words on her own, which are phenomenation and domination, and one of them isn't even a word. So, we'll keep at it.
Yeah, this is outstanding. You know what? I'd vote for you this week.
I mean, you can. Nothing's stopping you.
I might even do that. For me, number four was one that wasn't one of the big hits. I don't know if it was on the Greatest Hits album because that felt a bit like an oxymoron. So,
Oh, God, I didn't realise how much you hate this
place. Neither did I. Number four, I've got Naked. And what I liked about that one is it reminded me a lot of the Fun Loving Criminals, who had released in a similar time, probably slightly afterwards, was 100% Colombian. And I love that album. And Naked sounds a lot like that, with a mix of Methadonia from the original album. Naked. It's just got a slightly more funky, groovy, fun-loving criminals vibe about it. I mean, the words, meh, but actually the tune itself, I borderline enjoyed it. Only thing that knocked it down from being a bit higher was that I felt that Mel C was super whiny at points in that song. But apart from that, not a bad effort. Not god awful.
Not god awful. Number four. Brilliant. Moving on. Number three, I chose. Hey, I found a song that isn't on the best of. It's not a single. It is just from Spice World as an album song. It is Do It. Come on and do it. As I said, I really wanted to find a song that wasn't a single, wasn't on their best of, to go into my top five, and Do It is that. It starts out by talking about the expectations placed on young women by society, rather ham-fistedly hammered home by the phrase, keep your mouth shut, keep your legs shut, get back in your place. Keep your mouth shut, keep your legs shut, get back in your place. Which is, okay, there it is. Yeah, it sounds plausible to me. Who are we to judge how accurate that is, Hurst? You know, we're the ones doing the hammering. No, not like that.
Oh, God, it was you for once.
Anyway, the song continues. The Spices put out a call to action for us to break the rules and come on and do it. And it's a fun song all about self-empowerment and that how you appear isn't as important as how you feel. Good shout, seasoning ladies. For Do It, nothing. She's, from what I can tell, you cannot hear her in this one. She only sings with the other Posh Spices. However, Hurst, I've been on the internet again, and I've been to Reddit again, and I've been in the Spice Girls subreddit, and I asked for facts and estimated facts, and I got three good ones. And so you're going to get one for each song from now on. Are you ready?
Oh, blimey. Yeah, go on.
These are just general Spice Girls facts. So this is from Necessary Mess 1743. Fact. David Beckham originally quite fancied Mel B, but since she was dating someone else, he went out with Victoria.
Ooh.
Or fact, Mel C said that if Michelle Stevenson had stayed in the group, she was one of the original Spice Girls, but she decided to go to uni instead. Bad choice. If she'd have stayed in the group, she would have been Posh.
No, I think Beckham was into Posh right from the start. Everything I've seen with him in, it was like, yeah, I was well into her. So, but then obviously he's not going to say anything different, but I'm going with that as the actual fact.
You are entirely correct, Mr. Hurst. David Beckham was always after Posh. So the fact is that Michelle Stevenson, who should have stayed with the group, she would have been the Posh one. So there we are. Number three, in case you've forgotten, was Do It.
Right, okay. My number three is another one of the hits. It's Two Become One. It was a Christmas number one before the likes of the reality TV shows came and just destroyed the charts.
Yes.
And then obviously streaming came along and took it in a different direction.
That
so,
baby, yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the end of the real charts when it was people were still going out and buying CDs and stuff. And so it actually had some kind of meaning to me, a Christmas number one.
Did you buy the CD first?
No.
Oh.
It was just played a lot. And I did find myself, the reason it made the top three is because I found myself singing along to it when I was listening. And I thought, well, if I know the words well enough to sing along and harmonise to, then actually I can't hate it that much. So, yeah, not bad. Good nostalgia. It was a good time in my life. So, yeah, Two Become One. Number three for me.
I didn't like any of the ballads, like any of the slow songs. I was like, oh. Number two. Who do you think you are? Oh. already mentioned this one, Hurst. But Dancing Spice Girls are just the best Spice Girls. This was a charity single for Comic Relief in 97, before the Spice Mouths start writing in, yes, it was part of a double A-side, but Mark, calm down, I know this, I just didn't like Mama very much. Who do you think you are? It's fun, it's jolly, probably the first song on my list that I consider, like, properly good and not just Spice Girls good. It's also the first, and spoiler, only song that isn't from the album Spice World, which provides 80% of my top five. Anyway, the song is... Well, the verses are about not acting like a dick just because you're famous. And the chorus is about encouraging someone to become famous. So somewhat mixed messages from the Condiment Crew on this one, but it's lots of fun, especially the chorus. And I've actually sung this on stage in front of an audience. And I can tell you that the ending goes on forever. So there we are.
The Condiment Crew. That's delightful wordplay. Well played, Scrub. I'm so very happy you this week.
Thank you. Hush, watch. She gets two whole lines in the second verse. Go, Vicky.
Wow, fair play.
All right, and another fact and estimated fact, of course.
Oh, from yes, of course.
Credit chums. This one is from Saturn What You Doing, or Saturn WYD, or Saturn WID. Don't know how you want to pronounce it, but strap in for this one. I don't know what this means. Fact. Melanie C is a 7 life pass, the number of introspection, spirituality and solidarity. Mel B is an 11 life pass. They get attached easily but have so much charisma and confidence. Victoria is 6 life pass and born on an 8 day. People born with this combo are rich with devotion to home and family. Literally her, lol. Geraldine is born of the year of the rat, the leader. She is also a 6 life pass. Who's Geraldine? Also a 6 life pass and born on the 6th day. These people run the organisation or the band, lol. She has a moon in Cancer, aka very sensitive, go easy on her, lol. Or, fact, Emma has the most studio albums. Oh, Geraldine is Jerry, I guess.
Yeah, I honestly don't have any idea of what you said on the first one, but Mel...
I'm going to say I don't really understand it very much, but thank you very much for providing a fact.
Mel C has the most studio albums, though. Yeah, Mel
Emma.
C
Emma
has the most studio...
Oh, right, okay, yes.
But Mel C has the most studio
right,
albums.
Yes, so the so fact that must, is... Somehow that is all fact.
Must be the other thing. Yeah.
Thanks, Saturn WYD. We don't understand it, but we still appreciate it.
Thanks for joining in. That's some effort, though.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we know things, well, we don't know things about 6 days, but we know they exist. So that's fun. Mm.
Yeah.
Number two, who do you think you are?
So for me, number two, Wannabe.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
I believe that Wannabe, I don't like the song especially, but it has, I can't help but reminisce of good times because it was all pervasive at the time.
It was a phenomenon, wasn't it?
It was. It propelled them, it rocketed them to stardom and it empowered a generation of girls to be bold, embrace their personalities, and I love the social impact it had.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
It was a paradigm shift. And that is important, so I've put it in at number two. And frankly, to me, it's the only song that sounds like the Spice Girls. The rest of it, as we discussed, they've got all sorts of different genres, and it's a real mishmash, but for me, that is the sound of the Spice Girls. So that's my number two. It's Wannabe.
Spice Girls, raw and unfiltered.
Yeah.
What's a Zigga cigar?
It's a Spanish cigar.
So they're all smokers.
Yeah, they just want a really nice Spanish cigar.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Sure. Now, before we give you our number ones, we're going to go for our worst song. Hurst, I've got to admit, my shortlist for worst was longer than my shortlist for top five.
Yeah.
It was basically all of the third album, none of which I really liked, although I believe you preferred that one.
Yeah.
R&B isn't really for me. They were just trying too hard to be the All Saints or someone else, and I didn't get anything off that album I really liked.
Yes, I agree. There was a lot of that in there, but I also think some of their best stuff came out of it, which is a low bar, but it's there.
However, my worst song is from their first album, and it's If You Can't Dance.
If you can't dance, if you can't dance. If you can't dance, if you can't dance, if you can't dance to this, you can't do nothing for me, baby.
Like I said, it seems to be while they were trying a few different things to see what would work, they tried this, it didn't work. As we've discussed, Posh is clearly the worst singer in the Spice Girls, apart from You Think It's Mel C, but you're wrong because it's Posh, to the point where she's barely allowed to sing. I would take a whole song of her singing if it meant I didn't have to hear Mel B rap, because oh fuck is that? Oh fuck is that? Listen.
But then even if a disco is a loser on the dance floor, take a deep breath, count 1, 2, 3.
That's Mel B rapping. And the horns in this song. Over and over again, and the fucking noise the lift makes is why? Dear God, did they have nothing else that could go on the album apart from this song? After a bad verse of rapping, you get a bad verse of Jerry singing in bad Spanish. A very loose translation suggests that the Spice Girls don't want to be hassled for romance by someone that is scary, cocky, stuffy, ugly, or Swedish. Not making that up.
Vivía otro día, me día mucha, mucha alegría. Escucha la música, ay madre mía, hey chico, tú no tienes nada.
This is genius.
Ironically, the Spices seem to require their romantic partner to be able to dance to this as a prerequisite, probably for their affections, possibly some sort of hazing test, as only the most enamoured of Spice fans would be able to dance to this piece of tripe. It's a bad song. Posh Watch literally doesn't say a word. Maybe she walked off because it was too shit. Mop out, maybe.
Now, I need to show you what I've put for my worst here.
Yeah, sound the horns.
Worst, if you can't dance. And do you know what my notes were for it?
Well, you just showed me.
Absolute dog shit.
It just is. It's just such a bad song. Like, as soon as it started, the car dance, if the car dance, if the car dance, the car, I'm like, what is happening? And then, fucking, I hate it. I'm sad that I'm having to listen to it right now. We're having to listen to more of it because we both chose it.
That's hilarious. You know what? When I started, I was absolutely convinced my worst song was going to be Mama, because although it's actually just not a bad tune,
it's saturated, so, right?
It's so pukingly, awfully gross.
Yeah.
That I was like, well, how's anything going to be worse than that? And then I listened to If You Can't Dance. Yeah, and they phoned that song in hard. But yeah, as I say, all of my notes on that, it was three words, absolute dog shit. And the fact that out of 31 songs that neither of us were particularly interested in, we both chose that as the absolute worst. It must be bad.
It was clearly worst as well. Like, I had my list and I was writing down all the ones I didn't really like, and then that one came on my playlist. I'm like, oh, just underlined it, and that was the end of the list. Nothing else troubled the list.
Actually, you know what? In many ways, I was grateful for it, because it made it really easy. You didn't have to really think too hard about what the worst song was, because it was there in neon.
Yes, it really was.
Pick me.
It was lit up on the side of the building. You couldn't miss it.
Yeah.
All right.
Awful business. Right, so now that we've got that out of the way,
sound the fanfare. My number one, I'd said for my number two that Dancing Spice Girls are the best Spice Girls, so my number one, very Dancing Spice Girls, are the best Spice Girls. It's Spice Up Your Life. If Who Do You Think You Are was good, not just Spice Girls good, in my opinion, I think Spice Up Your Life might be great, not just Spice Girls great. It's legitimately a good song. It starts with some lyrics that even my wife can learn. It's la 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 over and over again. Wait, that makes her sound like an idiot. She's not an idiot. She's just very bad at lyrics. Spice Up Your Life was written and recorded in a single afternoon. The process was filmed by MTV for a show they were doing about the Spice Girls. One of the writers as Matt Rowe, you described the time as absolute chaos, but clearly whatever pressure they were under worked, because the song is just relentless fun from start to finish. It's all about everyone coming together and having fun, no matter where in the world they are, what they happen to look like. You know, I can get on board with that. I'm sure you can get on board with that too, Hurst. It has foreign words, but not the crappy ones, like in If You Can't Dance. It just has the words for yes three times. Hi, see ya. Yeah, Japanese, Spanish, German, to help drive the point home that this song is for everyone, and perhaps a result of the short writing time. Has some casual racism in there too, Hurst. Doesn't even make much sense, but Yellow Man in Timbuktu. For those of you that are younger or more woke, yellow is a kind of old racial slur for Asian people, and Timbuktu is in West Africa, so I'm not exactly sure what they're trying to say there, unless it's something to do with gold trade.
Careless casual racism.
Careless casual racism. They changed the lyrics for their 2018 concert, and only 4 days ago, Hurst, Radio 2 decided to remove the word yellow, probably in response to us announcing that we were doing the Spice Girls this week.
Yeah, they knew they were going to get in some trouble otherwise.
Yeah, because, you know, there would be a Spice resurgence of people wanting to hear the Spice Girls, Radio 2. Who's on top of that? Got to take out those dodgy words.
The power of the face-off is,
oh yeah,
not to be underestimated.
Cannot be denied. Anyway, I like this song. I like properly like this song. It may even sneak onto a playlist or two first. Good job, ladies. Posh watch. She says we moonwalk the foxtrot in a really weird way. Yeah, that's all she does.
Wow, I love this posh watch business. This is
that's the last one.
This is an outstanding effort. Yeah, I know, but hit me with some facts.
Ah, yes. These ones come from Vampiric Bunny. Although I've changed one of them a little because it was a little bit easy. But fact, the Spice Girls were given their nicknames from an article in Top of the Pops magazine. Fact, the Spice Girls were given their nicknames from an article in the Daily Mirror.
I'm going to go with, I mean, Top of the Pops seems too obvious, but I'm going to go for it anyway.
Yes, you're correct.
Phew.
Hooray! Top of the Pops magazine.
Three.
Thanks, Vampiric Bunny. You're on the best song. So, yeah, what's your number one, The Hurst?
And my number one is Goodbye, My Friend. From Forever. It's actually quite an emotional song. If you think it's the last song on the last album they did together after that absolute whirlwind that was the Spice Girls, I like the chorus. Just kind of gets you in the feels. It's, they've got lovely harmonies, the lyrics feel all the more meaningful, and I think I actually like it.
There you are, convert.
Yeah, that 1 out of 31. It's not going to get you your first Oxford, but it's I don't know what else. I can sing along with it. It, funnily enough, it starts, when it starts, it sounds very similar to Mama. I played it in the car earlier. I was going to move a car and she said, I thought you hated this one. I was like, I know where you're coming from, but it's not actually this one. So it is a similar sound, but it's just that the chorus, more than anything, it's really nicely constructed harmonies, and it's just, it was quite emotional. I enjoyed it. I might listen to it outside of this 1 week of Spice Girls intensity. Might add it to a playlist or something, because I like it.
There you go.
Didn't think I'd find myself saying it, but there's a Spice Girls song I like authentically for the song, rather than just how it makes me feel, what it reminds me of. So,
there
we go.
It was the first song I sang karaoke to. It was at my friend's leaving party, so me and my other friend X-Files sang goodbye for Jungle Jill was leaving. Bye, Jungle Jill. She's back now. Hi, Jill. I'm going to send you this podcast. How you doing, Jill? Listen up. The famous Matt Hurst is going to say hi to you.
Hi, Jungle Jill.
There you go. What about X-Files?
Oh, hi, X-Files. Would you like to hear a fact and an estimated fact?
Ooh, I would love to hear a fact and an estimated fact.
Okay. Fact. Jerry Halliwell holds the Guinness World Record for the most expensive piece of pop star clothing ever sold.
Oh, that'd be the Union Jack dress, surely.
Yes, yes, that's the dress.
Some malk would spaff a load of money over that too. Presumably spaff a different kind of load over that. Jesus.
Or, fact, Tom Cruise was originally offered the role of Sporty Spice.
Sorry, I'm going to let you finish. That's incredible. Go again.
But turned it down because filming on Interview with the Vampire was overrun.
Excellent work. I can see it. I can see it. Which one was Tom Cruise offered the role of Sporty?
Sporty Spice.
Because he runs and he's kind of
he runs a lot.
Strong. I'm going with Tom Cruise was originally Sporty Spice.
Actually, you'll be surprised to know it wasn't Tom Cruise. It was Keanu Reeves who was originally offered the role for Sporty Spice.
Tom Hanks.
Jerry Halliwell's Union Jack dress was sold in a charity auction to the Hard Rock Cafe for $41,000.
Oh, yeah, good facts. I'm sad I got it wrong, though. Well, there's our list, rankers. Now we need your help. Don't forget to vote. Go to top5faceoff.co.uk. That's the word 5 or the number 5. It doesn't matter. And vote for which of us you think is correct.
And, yeah, please do try and sell us to your friends because I actually now look forward to recording the podcast as one of my favourite parts of the week and I'd like to do more of it rather than have to go and get a real job.
Oh, yeah, if we could get paid to do this, that would be lovely. We should keep doing this for as long as possible. Speaking of Hearst, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, let's find out. Let's go to the Wheel of Decisions.
Let us spin the Wheel of Decision.
Have we got any new ones on there, Squirrel?
No, I don't think any new ones from last week, actually. So some interesting looking ones. Top 5 movie musicals, top 5 sandwiches, top 5 Disney movies. Lots of interesting things among our wheel.
Yeah.
Are you ready for me to give it a spin, Hearst?
Spin it.
Bang. Off she goes. Top 5 reboots.
Top 5 reboots. Jesus.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Ooh. And this is across all media?
Presumably films, TV shows, television, books, video games. Yeah. Top 5 reboots.
Blimey. That's going to take some thinking.
It is. We will have to put our thinking caps on. Cool, rankers, thank you very much for listening. Please join our Patreon if you haven't already so you can add things to the Wheel of Decision for Hearst and I to rank. Please tell a friend. You can win Patreon access. Leave us a rating or review on your podcatcher of choice or just listen to us and enjoy it because that's really the only thing we can ask for. You can find us on Blue Sky on Facebook, Top 5 Face Off, or email us hello@top5faceoff.co.uk. Hearst, you have pictures that we can buy on the internet. Where can we find them?
Doghouseart.co.uk or just message the group and tell me what you're after and then I might be able to just do it for you.
Oh, I'm after a painting of the Spice Girls with Bernard's number 5 in front of it in the next 8 hours, please.
No.
Okay, cool. Please rewind this podcast for the next person to come along and listen and we'll be back next week.
All right, see you later, rankers. Love you.
Bye, rankers.
Top 5 Face-Off is presented by Matt Hearst and Matt Squirrel and produced by Powerstorm Awesome Fire Incorporated. For more details and to vote for a winner, visit top5faceoff.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
You can find us on Blue Sky and Facebook. We are Top 5 Facebook. Fucking hell, that's the new one, isn't it? How you doing, Jill? Listen up, the famous Matt Hearst is going to say hi to you.
Right. Sorry. Sorry.
He's not. Fuck him. All right, then. Fuck you, Jill. Oh, God, I just Googled Spice Girls naked because I'm like, oh, was it on the first album? Oh, no, the pictures.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Jerry.
Oh.
Well, who disagrees?
Doug disagrees.
All right, Doug.
He's fuming at that decision. He likes hits only.
Oh, right. Sorry, Doug. This is an album special.
Hello, Rankers. So, welcome Rankers. Back. Thanks for listening.
Just already fucked it up. I'm sorry. Off you go. Do it again. I'll just shut up.
Hello. You're going to be late for work, mate. What's been going on your end then, Squirrel?
Well, I just told you, someone sent me a text message, mate. You remember? It was just a, you're all right, old man.
Top five face off.